640 AM Jackson, W266 VR Walker.
Who's your Bob? Who's your dating for you
the Civic
Bob?
Media Look, app.
You could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin, tune in for my brand new show, Nightlight, starting Monday, December 4th. Join me, Pete Schwabe, for conversations on the best in entertainment and culture every weeknight from 8 to 10. Nightlight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Republican George Santos is kicked out of Congress on a vote of 311 to 114.
I have been convicted of no crimes, Mr. Speaker.
But it was a scathing House Ethics Committee report that convinced many Santos had gone too far, finding he grifted from his donors to surround himself in luxury, spending thousands on Botox treatments, luxury trips, and items from a high-end Ferragamo boutique. Just this week, one of his colleagues, Ohio Republican Max Miller, alleged his credit card and his mother's were among those fleeced by Santos.
You, sir, are a crook.
That's CBS's Scott McFarland reporting from Capitol Hill. Airstrikes resume in Gaza following the collapse of the week-long ceasefire, and militants in Gaza send barrages of rocket fire into Israel. More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Just in this first day, the renewed air assault killed close to 200 people, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Omar Haruz, searching for his family in despair, said, "We seek martyrdom. This is what we want. May Allah bring his vengeance upon you. We are not afraid of you."
Attorneys for former President Trump and others involved in the Georgia election fraud case were back in court today. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee opened the door for discussion on trial timing while considering requests by two of the former president's co-defendants to delay certain pretrial deadlines. WANF-TV's Doug Reardon has more.
After a question from Judge Scott McAfee, the response from Donald Trump's Fulton County attorney suggests the former president's best defense against a sweeping indictment in Georgia may be to delay and win back the White House in 2024. Prosecutors are still aiming for a trial sometime between March and August of next year, and the judge questioned how that might affect an historic upcoming campaign for president.
I believe that under the Supremacy Clause and his duties as President of the United States, this trial would not take place, if at all, until after he left.
No hard decision on scheduling was made Friday.
She was the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died at the age of 93. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Sandra Day O'Connor stepped into her robe as the first Madam Justice seamlessly, staking her claim as if a woman had always been on the high court. A rancher's daughter from Arizona who hunted and rode horses as a child, she exhibited the rugged individualism of the Western frontier and applied it to a judicial philosophy that was moderate and yet unpredictable.
Prosecutors say a federal inmate in Tucson plunged a knife into fellow inmate Derek Chauvin 22 times last week. John Tursak is charged with attempted murder. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Half Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Half Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Half Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Half Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Half Diamonds, where they want your business.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back.
The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Things like, the projectile points and some of the stone tools all the way, you know, these are the historic areas where they, you know, prehistoric areas where they didn't have, you know, recording devices or written languages, those types of things. And people will actually get a chance to see the scale of this because, you know, every foot of that rope represents about approximately 280 years, which means that, you know, if you went 2 feet, you've already passed the arrival of Columbus to the Americas, you know. And so you have to think back from those 48 feet. Oh, my God, there was a lot of time between then and now. We are not the first. We're not fresh off the boat here. We've been here for such a long time. And the reason why we have made it to this day is because of those elements of our heritage. So making sure that those things are passed down to our folks is probably our biggest mission, to make sure that there's a connection there. And there is. And that's the amazing thing about it is, you know, these things that you know, we credit our ancestors to, we have those things. We never lost them. We may not have to engage those, but there are certain things that, you know, we do in heritage preservation and cultural resources and language that really show that connection is there and it's as strong as it's ever been before. So whenever we learn how to say our name and our language and use it, whenever we learn how to craft an item that has some utility and we see people using it, it's there. So, you know, I don't, you know, it doesn't take long for people to realize. I get really amped up on things like this, but you know, this connection that we have, you know, they can't take that away from us. That's who we are. We are these people that, you know, that they try to separate us from. So, you know, heritage preservation is really about making sure that we have a strong connection and a strong identity with who we are, because that really is what determines our success in the modern Western world. And it's what determined our success in the prehistoric times as well. So heritage preservation does include a lot. And, you know, I'm always discouraged because, you know, I don't know the things that people come to ask me, or, you know, the people I work with, they say the same thing. We don't know everything. We'd like to be able to help. But, you know, one of the things that they talk about, you know, in our way of life, and I hope I don't butcher this too much, but, you know, when they say that Ho-Chunga to Woshka ke ineki ya oncha ki kara chegi hi ain chak shinai, you know, we're not doing this alone. That's, you know, we don't have this all by ourselves. It's with our group, our family, our clan, that we can all do this. And, you know, this is knowledge that, you know, I think is really important, that no one person knows all of this, but we all know a little bit. And when we come together, that's how we come to know everything. You know, we can't do it all ourselves, but if everyone does a little bit, then it can get done. And so, you know, these are things I really, you know, lean on heavily, and making sure that the circle, the group is wider, and there's more people in there rather than just a small number of people that are, you know, carrying that burden and trying to carry this on, because that's never going to work. So so it really is about being together. It's really about working together, sharing together. And, you know, the best way to do it is to look at our brothers and sisters as, you know, what they are. They're our family. And so together, that's what defines who we are, and that's going to define what the success of heritage preservation is. So again, I want to thank everyone for allowing me to share just, you know, a 10,000-foot view of what heritage preservation is, and let you know that no matter what we're asked, we may not have an answer, but the minute, you know, we're done talking, we're thinking of how to find that answer for each of you. So again, Hanachekji, Hinagigiwi, Wainampwi, Wahaje. Thank you.
We got to take a quick break, but stay with us. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. George Santos is no longer a congressman from New York. The House voted 311 to 114 to expel him. Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia.
This is about ensuring that this House moves forward in a way that's about truth and about justice. And the full House did the right thing, including the Republicans that came and voted to expel George Santos.
CBS's Margaret Brennan with more on the New York Times report that Israel learned of Hamas's October 7th attack plan a year ago.
There were gaps in Israel's intelligence gathering and its capabilities, and now questions about the decisions made by its leaders at the military and political level. One of the things also being questioned is Prime Minister Netanyahu's misjudgment that Hamas was a manageable threat.
A federal judge rules that Donald Trump does not have immunity from criminal charges for actions he took as president and refuses to toss out the election subversion case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges and could appeal Friday's ruling.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to being back on the air with you every weekday on the Civic Media Network and on our app very soon. A big shout out to Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and of course, our fantastic guests who have been helping to hold down the fort while I've been gone. So I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
Overcast skies overnight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 32, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 39 tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night, 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Anachakji, Jige, Hinikutagiwino. To everyone out there, I greet you again. It's an amazing opportunity to share a little bit with you for all the listeners at Native Roots Radio and the hosts. My name is Mashuska, or as some people in my country always say, my tax-paying name is John Greendeer. Not long ago, I was asked to supplement the show with a little bit of Ho-Chunk history, a little culture, a little bit of knowledge about the government. Don't know why they asked me to do that. Sometimes it can be a difficult task because the nature of the subject of what you're speaking about can be precarious because a lot of these things derive from oral tradition. And as we know, families and people hear things a little bit different. So the nice thing about the Ho-Chunk community is we understand that. So we know that there's going to be variations in what we heard. And a lot of times in other cultures, difference divides people. It's interesting that, you know, difference actually brings us together because we all bring a little bit to the table to have a lot. And so that's part of the unique nature of the Ho-Chunk culture. So just recently, I returned from Michigan. I had a chance to visit the Indigenous Food Summit there. And it was the first time I did that. I haven't gone. As a matter of fact, this is something that happens annually. And I'm either busy or don't have enough money. And all my friends are going and all the cool people are over there. And they're trading seeds and they're learning how to cook foods. And so I miss it. And this time I did not. So I'm coming back a little bit high on the elation of culinary arts in Indigenous country, the use of Indigenous and Aboriginal food sources. So these folks are absolutely amazing. They are so brilliant. And it reminds me of our times about now, you know, past the equinox, that, you know, our new year is upon us. And so for those who follow the traditional way of life, our spring feasts are beginning, which is probably less about the feast and more about the families and the clans coming together to bring a little bit so that they can share with the other clans and families out there. So right now, even today, we are celebrating a spring feast, and I'll get to attend and listen to some of their stories, hear their songs. So these are parts of our culture that we are very proud of, and they're not out there on the table and in front, and you don't see Facebook posts about them too much in social media. They're not in our newsletter. They're not in the local paper. This is just a way of life. That's really what it is. It isn't, I wouldn't write a story about me brushing my teeth. It's just something I do. And so this is something that a lot of Ho-Chunks do. And, you know, I wish more had a chance to learn about it, but it's also a way of life that doesn't go out recruiting people or trying to convert people to a manner of living. It's just there, and it's there for everyone. Everyone has a place there. So I'm really excited about that. This is a busy time of year for our earth clans. So our deer, our buffalo, our elk, and, you know, our leaders, our bears. So they're waking up right now, and, you know, we're tending to the ground. We're, you know, after a winter is always a good time to see what our responsibility is to our environment, because things are starting to grow. Things are starting to remind us of how lush our natural world really is and what we have to do to protect it. And so these are our responsibilities to do as Earth Clan people. And this goes beyond, you know, not buying straws or walking to work or putting your aluminum cans in the recycling. This actually involves reminding us to create a lifestyle around really thinking about our natural surroundings, or as Jaji Gray Kumani says, you know, making sure that the rights of nature are ensured. And we have the sovereign authority to make sure that that's enforced. And I, you know, we've always had it. So I don't want anyone to think that we inherited it by some act of Congress or some treaty. We have always retained our sovereign authority. So that's one of the most important things to remember. We have always had organization as a community, as a social group, as a clan system. We had roles in our gender, in our ages. And so these are the things that helped us organize. And that's one of the things I was excited to talk about. I am a, you know, political science graduate, public administration and policy. So some of these things kind of intrigue me on one end, because it really is a unique juxtaposition to have a very culturally social organization of a people, and then to move them on to a different model of governance. Now, keep in mind that even the model of governance that we have isn't really European. This was not a creation of the matriarch of England or anything else. This was derived by some of the folks out, the indigenous people out in the East. So it's really important to remember that too, because often is the case, people say, well, this is our government, it's better. No, it's not. This organization as a governance was actually from a model of the Iroquois Confederacy. So let's not take credit where you don't have it. So we go back to the original groups. And you know, depending on what time period you jump in Ho-Chunk history, you're probably going to have a different profile because of primarily demographics. But the social organization, the language still remained a part of the heritage and somewhat static and unchanged. So when we... organized, and this is, you know, post the boarding school era. Well, we kind of still have a boarding school mentality in some regard, but we were disenfranchised. We were chased out. We had warfare. We held our ground, and so, you know, we didn't have much of a social organization in terms of being able to provide our own sustenance so that our agri-fields or hunting lands, fishing, trapping, gathering, those things were now a bit frustrated by a series of land claims that were taking place. Now, remember, the state had just started in 1848, and later on the counties, through their efforts, began to build their nest eggs through taxation. And a lot of the land that was transferred and promised from the federal government to Ho-Chunks in the form of allotments or homesteads were looked at upon counties as taxable moments. And therefore, a lot of these pieces of property or parcels, if they weren't sold or taken or negotiated out of, were subject to tax that eventually went into default and foreclosure. So, you know, over a period of time, much of the land that was originally granted prior to them setting that into a trust status was lost. And so, and the counties wear this. They have this. Their acquisition of land is, you know, nefarious. A lot of times any agreements that took place were done with what were called trustees of certain villages, encampments, or families. And these trustees, it didn't take them long to figure out that they never even had to meet with their own clients to actually sign off for them and have that enforceable either by the, you know, developing state administrators or the U.S. Army. And so, you know, one of my jaji says, you can't steal land. You can't pick it up and walk around and hide it somewhere. It's going to stay there. You know, so really what this is a paper war, a title, a deed, certification of ownership. So he hit the nail on the head because he's right. The land actually isn't going anywhere, but the ownership or the documentation, the new documentation now actually dictates who does have ownership over that property. And so that's kind of where the battles really took place. And as you can imagine, you know, even today, tribes have a difficult time having legal representation on a lot of cases because they don't have the resources to do that. You can imagine them, you know, about 100 years ago with this same problem, having no chance of having any type of representation on a lot of these early land claims. Now, I know I'm glossing over a lot of history, but, you know, ultimately the federal government, you know, realized that there was no way to sustain any tribes without having the designation of trust status. And so they began, you know, through acts of Congress designating properties. And eventually in 1934, when they passed the Indian Reorganization Act, you know, bequeathed some power upon the Secretary of Interior to take land into trust for the benefit of tribes to hold by the federal government. And so through this designation, all kinds of things have to happen. There was also from the land that the tribes did have or did receive from the government, they had to have some sort of governance to it. And there wasn't, you know, heirship to properties, you know, meant that sometimes down through the generations that number could grow increasingly to hundreds just for a small 40-acre property. And in order for any type of easement or any type of negotiation to take place, you had to have over 50% of the heirs to agree. Now, this is a problem, especially if you're the federal government. And so the only way to actually see a benefit of this is to consolidate that land into one singular owner. So these preempt our own Indian Land Consolidation Act, or ILCA, which is basically an effort to take land that has a number of heirs to it and have them receive payment at maybe fair market value to give up their share and then give that over to their governing tribe. So this has happened and still continues to happen. There's pros and cons to it. Obviously, as you know, the years go on, your interest in that property is always going to diminish. And so the value of that is going to be small. In order for you to do anything, you're going to have to get 50% or more to dictate what happens on that land. So eventually, over time, it's probably, you know, more spam than anything. At least with this, you not only receive financial compensation for your property, but you also it also goes to your governing tribe as well. And so that was the hope of taking place. Unfortunately, the singular owner didn't exist. There were not a lot of official tribal governments. And so in 1934, when they passed the act, they knew that that act required the U.S. government to send out sentinels to help tribes build governing councils. So this is when a lot of the governments formed. So everyone, Hinachekji, Hinagigiwi, Wainump, Wiwahaje. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day, and get outside.
Yes, get outside, everyone. The sun is shining here in the Twin Cities. If you are just tuning in, we just heard from a couple segments from the best of from John Greendeer, and John was talking about the great Ho-Chunk Nation out in Wisconsin, where Robert is an enrolled member, and I myself am a descendant. So we have to actually take a quick break here, but up next, we have a brand new Sacred Animals Fun Fact Friday segment from Humane Policy Advocate Wendy Pilot. Please stay with us. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Hey, just before the break, we were listening to John Greendeer of the Great Ho-Chunk Nation in Wisconsin, but it's Friday here, and we're winding down the show, so Humane Policy Advocate Wendy Pilot with the United States Humane Society has a brand new Fun Fact Friday Sacred Animal segment for us today, so please take it away, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Daga Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And as always, it is my pleasure to do that. Today is Friday, so happy Friday. Fun fact Friday today. And just the other day, I was talking about how the cold weather is here already, too fast for me. I feel like we should still be in fall. Not even all the leaves are off the trees yet, and we already had 2.7 inches of snow in MSP Airport, which is the official snow total for us. And it's just really just cold too fast for me. But anyway, every winter, Robert and I get a little visitor in our yard, a little possum. And I'm always shocked to see the possum, but also really happy. And I don't see the possum during the summer, but they do come around our yard in the winter. I think one lives under our deck and comes out and will eat like the seeds and things that I throw out in the backyard if I'm cooking in the kitchen and like chopping up some broccoli or vegetables. I always throw them out the scraps, so I always see them. The possums, I see raccoons, the squirrels, they'll come around, the rabbits, they'll come around and eat the scraps that I throw out in the backyard. Instead of a compost, that's what we have, right? But today I have some fun facts about possums, which I'm really happy to share. I love these little animals. And I did think about the possums because just the other day on my Facebook feed was a video. And what it was a wildlife camera that captured a possum that was like sitting up on a tall log. And it was helping a deer by picking ticks off his face. And it's just like a really cute little video. You could just go on, I think it's on YouTube, and just type in possum eating deer ticks off of a deer. And it's a cute little video of this little possum. And the deer is like bending down and letting the possum pick the little ticks off the face, off his face. So, because we know possums do eat a lot of ticks. So that's a good thing that they do. And in the winter, I think that they come around in our yard because I said before one lives under our deck and stays warm. But their fur does not provide much insulation from the cold. They typically spend the winter in dens that are dry, sheltered, and safe. And possums are vulnerable to frostbite on their hairless tails, ears, and toes. So they often, it's called hole up, during extremely cold spells, and their dens may be in hollow logs or trees. Last year, I built a little shelter for the animals that come in the backyard. We have a stand-up garden. It's like 4 feet tall, and I just plant pollinator plants in there, so we have lots of bees and butterflies and hummingbirds that come around. But in the winter, what I did last year was I covered it with a tarp, and then underneath, I put a heated mat, I plugged it in so it was warm, and then I threw some like wood shaving over it. So I would look out there and I would see like the little possum's head sticking out. So I know that animals did use it as a shelter. I don't know if they stayed in there all the time, but it probably was warm and cozy in there when it gets to be, you know, 20 below zero and the wind's blowing out there. So here we're talking about possums, and I just have some fun facts about them. They have 50 teeth, more than any other mammal in North America, according to the Wildlife Illinois. They also have tails that are often compared to those of rats. And like rats, their tails are prehensile. And what that means is that they can be used to help them balance and climb. And also, their tails are capable of grasping objects. I didn't know that. And they also have superpowers. Possums aren't superheroes like Batman and Spider-Man, but they do have something of a superpower that's beneficial to their survival. They are immune to the venom inflicted by honeybees, scorpions, and rattlesnakes, among other venomous animals. They're also unaffected by toxins such as botulism, according to the National Wildlife Federation. In addition, possums rarely contract rabies, so you don't have to be worried about getting bit by them, and they do rarely bite. Because their normal body temperature, they don't get rabies because their normal body temperature is too low for the virus to survive, and they only rarely contract Lyme disease from tick bites. They are immune to the effects of toxins and venoms because of a neutralizing factor in their blood. This may be helpful to humans down the road because scientists are studying it for the use of creating anti-venom. So that's really cool. Also, you know how they say playing possum? That is really a true thing. Possums do this, but they don't do it voluntarily. So they don't think about like, oh my gosh, I'm really scared, and now what I'm going to do is I'm going to faint. It's a physiological thing that happens to them, like when a human faints. So a human faints, they have no control over it, right? The faint, the the human just faints. So the same thing happens to a possum. He gets really, really scared and then just faints. So that's really cute. And that's according to the San Diego Zoo. They reported that. They are America's only marsupial. When you think of marsupials, some of the well-known inhabitants of Australia is a marsupial. So a marsupial is a mammal who has a pouch, and that their animals, their young, stay in the pouch. And possums are in North America are the only marsupial. Baby possums are like preemies. Like all baby marsupials, baby possums are called joeys, and those pouches that the marsupials are so well known for are a key part of the joey's development. Female possums are only pregnant for 13 days before giving birth to babies that are as small as honeybees. That's what the San Diego Zoo reports. Immediately after birth, the joeys will crawl into their mother's pouch where they continue to develop because of their small size. Not all the joeys will survive. While litters can be as large as 20, the average surviving litter size is about 8. Joeys will stay in their mother's fur-lined pouch for about 2 months, but even afterwards, they stick close to their moms for a while because the age between the age of 2 months and 4 months, the joeys will not be in the pouch full time, but they are still dependent on their mothers for food and shelter. It's during this time when you may see the young possums engaging in all that too cute behavior of riding around on their mother's back. After about 100 days, the joeys are able to survive on their own. So this is really a very cute thing. I love possums, and our possum will be happening, hopefully coming soon. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley.
Hey, thanks, Wendy. As always, you have been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Have a great weekend, everyone. We are the next generation. We are still here. Free Leonard Peltier now.
I've been driving in my Indian car with the pound of the wheels drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
and I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.